Okay, how's everything?
How much you got in the grant?
Okay. So we've been discussing the issue of Eroi Kli Rishon. Agave Hilcha Shabbos, that's the original discussion. And then Lagabe Hilchas Kashers. We said the Maskana, it's Leroy is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. One sheet that says it's not Mevashel at all, it's like a Klisheni, because Tatagavar. Rashbam, the Re says no, it's Kli Rishon, because Tatagavar you only say with two solids, not when the liquid's coming from a Kli Rishon that overpowers the bottom. And then the third sheet is that even though it's you say tatagavar, but there's still a the mekelebola. In other words, in the time that it takes for the bottom to cool off the top, it doesn't happen right away. So in that little second, there's still a bli of kedei klipa. So that's what we assume also for kashrus. But we discussed that then there's another din if you have to be. So say, for example, if you're pouring hot treif juice on a kosher chicken, right? So there, it's going to be, the cold chicken, and you pour hot treif juice on it, so then it'll, kedei klipa's worth of a blia of the treif, and then you could take away the klipa, and then the rest would be mutter, it wouldn't penetrate the whole thing. But there, it's not a question of maflin or mavliak echad. The treif thing is hot already, so it just has to be balua. It's only one thing, so that's balua kedei klipa. But what if something is cold? You have a cold piece of schmutz of cheese blitzer, of the cheese on your fleisha kli, and you open up the faucet. So now it has to heat up the cheese. And then the cheese has to go into the kli. So the question is, does that do that? So the Ramashi is no, that a Eroi Kli Rishon is not mafleidum of liya ke'achad. You can't do both into a kli because the kli is hard. Mm-hmm. And the Shach disagrees. Okay, so. There is a Chavas Das. Well, first is a Issur Heter. So let's look at the Issur Heter on page 6. Yeah, look on page 5 first. This where this says, "Rote b'shat tavshus l'basa shiru roseach mikli rishon l'kara nikiya v'hutcha shochalav shein ben yomo." So you have a milk kli. It's ain a ben yomo, and you pour hot juice, meat juice, on it. Hakara asura, because this has a bli of a kedei klipa. Kedin kol cham hagabi tzonin. The balas mi mitam balas b'cholov she'osu lachatila b'kele b'amach. So therefore, it's going to be boleg. So now you have a bli of basar and the ena ben yomo of cholov. So then you have to do hechsher kelim on that. Because whenever there's a bli into a milk of kli that's ena ben yomo from fleishik. You still have to do a hechsher kelim on that. And here's his ablia, at least the ablia of what? Kedei klipa. So this is the question. This is the first question we're going to talk about. We say that Eroi is molea kedei klipa, right? Right? So the taste I gave you by the chicken is only like kosher chicken, cold, hot meat juice on top, pour it. So you just have to take off that top klipa. But let me ask you a question. What if you did a multiple eruys? In other words, whereas one eruys could they klipa. So we say two eruys is also could they klipa, because it's only could they klipa. 100 eruys only could they klipa. Or do we say multiple eruys penetrates ultimately more or not? That's the question.
In this case, why isn't there not enough internal sound?
It's in a kli. A kli. If you have a milcha kli, a fleisha kli, and you cooked the opposite thing in it, so you have to kasher with rabbanon, because no sintam of gam in a kli, we still a machmer not to use the kli until you kasher it. The food would not get trace if you would use the right type of food that was from the thing that was ben yomo. But you still have to kasher, just like you kasher anything that's so says this v'hetar pei six she'ela v'im b'kara tzarek shishim neged kulo v'im shem arin alea kam p'amim nisha b'bliya kol p'am v'holech v'bolei v'idei yom yom So he says, if there was only one Eroi, then it's Kedei Klipa, but if it happens many times, so then it's going to be Balea Bekulo, even though some of the Baleas will become no Sintam, they Yom Beyomo, meaning it's happened many times. You don't say, well, yesterday's is no Sintam of Gam, but still in Hilchos Kasher Kalim, it's still going to have to be, and it'll keep being Balea. Ultimately, Bekulo, if you have enough, every Eroi will be another Klipa down. Klipa, 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 klipa. So you do, if you've been doing this for 100 times, and you have 100 klipas, and then it's bolei b'kulo. So that's the issue we had to be sold. Eroi could have klipas, one Eroi. Multiple Eroi's, multiple klipas.
How do we define multiple? If I do an Eroi and it lasts 2 minutes, first, if I do 10
Eroi's
each for a second,
like,
what defines what an Eroi is? Is it like the first hit? So if I would take a thing and I pour,
Nifsak
HaKiluach. So every time it's a Nifsak HaKiluach, even the one Kiluach could be going for much longer
than
all those separate Nifsak HaKiluachs. Right. So why are we going to say that if I four stop, then it goes deeper than if I just pour for a longer duration than all those Nifsaks?
I guess that's how it works.
Like, it's like just the pressure of the first hit?
Yeah, I guess so.
How do you define klipa in terms of width? Meaning, at what point, you could theoretically say that, you know, every klipa, like how many klipas is fully at the kulo? Is the way that you define klipa infinite?
Yeah, but it has to be, right, but obviously, the amount that a thin piece that comes off the klipa. I mean, obviously, you're not going to say, you know, infinitum. You can't even see it. It has to be something you can see. So, as opposed to an etzpa, you know, that's a different halacha. So it's not an etzpa; it's a klipa. So klipa is like the thinnest thing that you could shred off. Yeah. I mean, it'll still be a klipa, so you'll have to, if you want it to be bolei b'kulo, you'll have to have, I don't know.
Depending on how thick the.
Yeah, right.
If these various eruim happen in intervals of more than 24 hours,
That's what he's saying. It does. Mide yom biyomo.
But if it's not
in mide yom biyomo. Right?
So
that's not what is happening.
Why does it keep going deeper? The eerie of 24 hours ago,
so
it's already nothing but only God.
Right.
So why do we say it goes deeper?
Well, yeah, I mean, in a food item, so there's no din no sintam gam. Even in not a food item, it's still also mit rabbanan, no sintam gam.
Why is he concerned with more and more klipas in a dish? You can't take off the klipa from the dish anyway.
But the nafkamina is if you're going to cook it and say and then cook now with that dish and something else. So how much do you need shishim keneged what? Can I get the whole dish, or she should just can I get a klipa? So that's the reason of a heter. So a lot of times you'll need it to connect to the whole kli, even though it was only irik, because it has many. But the chavas das on page 7. Chavas Das says a big. He says a chiddush. Well, maybe the other sheet is the chiddush. He says no. Second arrow. I wrote b'chal l'avadal the hek time etzarach shishim v'nekel kli came and died. They rose harvei bala v'kula. Said after she dicha achsha b'kli rishon of all the ira vaday and b'le achsha yosim b'kli klipa. Achen dino nearly tamua. Ta ira eni yochel artiach yosim b'kli klipa v'hech efsher levlo b'tzonin came into matam b'kli klipa tzonin hu. Umali shaya ira echad o harbe iros. Achen mikol mokam af lefi dino nira de vina sheb tuch v'eisleis iros harbe. Nachem v'eisleis no sentam of gamu. So He says he can't mean that, what I thought he meant. It has to be with. He says even this of Heter, the Eroys have to be within 24 hours. Even though I didn't think that's what he said. But he's saying that he has to mean that. But he says he doesn't think the whole thing is right. Today Klipa, you do 100 Eroys, and it's only Kedei Klipa. Because according to the Isav Heter, you have a big Chumrah. That they. There were many Eroys. You figure it got trafe with an Eroy, so you'll kasher it with an Eroy. Right? Some people kasher with Eroy. So he says that might not work because it got trafe with 50 Eroys. You're only kashering with one Eroy. That's not going to help. You'd have to do a full Hagol on the whole thing if you hold like this. If it had to. But Chavis Das thinks it's not correct. Chavis Das, he argues. Okay, then there's a Truma Sedeshin here on page 9. The tam is still there. It's just lufgam. So you're now putting it. You're causing it to go deeper each time. And you have to. And we know the halacha is that a kli that's no sintam lufgam, you still have to kasha. So now no sintam lufgam is not only on the klipa, but it's further down. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let us look in the Trumas Hadashim. I tell you, you have to know every Trumas Hadashim. Right? I think you mentioned this. Multiple times. Multiple eras. Kedera Malei Cholav Roseach. Say you have a kedera that's a pot that's full of milk. Shfusa Eitz Ala Eish Ala Kira. And it's on the fire. Umachmas Harsicha, and then it starts bubbling. So the milk bubbled over. Yotza Cholav Lamala Me'ogne Hakli Vayanizchal V'Nimshach B'Kiluach B'Li Hefsek Derech Dovne HaGedera. So say it now it created a stream going from the kli over and on the counter weiter. And lo and behold, it meets up with a piece of meat. Actually, agia etzel bosser shehaya gamkein al gabe hakira, page 10. Michashvin haikiluach adan ki iroi mikli rishon v'nesar bosser. Do we say that this is called iroi mikli rishon, and therefore iroi mikli rishon is what? Is kidei klipa. Or maybe no. An iroi is when it goes, the pouring goes into the air. But here, it landed on a surface, a cold surface. So maybe that should be, yeah, like a klisheni. So that's the shaila of the Trumas Hadashim. So he answers, Yira, the choshike agavna ki iroi mikli rishon. Whereas, if it still is yatzo lettuce at the point where the milk meets up with the meat, that's a clear issue. The law rinan sheniskar al gabi akira, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Shabbos. That it says, if you told the klisheni, they wanted to heat up some a bottle of oil, and they said, they'll say, put the oil it's a vessel, and now dip it in the klisheni. But why? Why did you say the water that's coming from the Chamei Tveria was going on the brecha, on the karka, that cools off? So it should be the same thing. So it's a case of nischal. So you see that no. So what's the vort? Hadas nozav nizodim nira lano shahaisa yatzolaz b'cholav b'makom shalom holve akalich nischal v'holach mitoch harasicha medesein tzareish kol tipo v'tipo on the left side achrona ina manechas es harishon l'funel nizkar. Then it's true it's hitting a surface, but it, since it's one stream and there's no breaking up. It's one stream. So each tipa is nischamim from the previous tipa, ultimately going back to the pot on the fire. So the pot on the fire is hot. And then, so even though in a chanami, when it hits the thing, it should cool off, but since it's still connected to the stream, which is connected to the pot on the fire, so it is considered a Kli Rishon or Ire Kli Rishon.
Kiluach is the counter?
Kiluach is the. No, Kiluach is the stream.
So that's the case of Lo Nifsak. Lo Nifsak
HaKiluach. That's the Trumas Hadashim. It's a good Trumas Hadashim to keep in mind. We discussed this a little bit with, you know, Rav Moshe's Tshuva when he discussed. How much do you have to mishayar the shishim? Can I get the whole kiluach, or only can I get the part that meets? Right, and he says, well, the whole kiluach you could still see, so obviously that didn't go into the piece of meat, and you only have to mishayar shishim, can I get the part that actually hit the meat? Because the part, because he says, tam, right, we saw the in Beibarach, or Baruch Tumah Frankel, that Moshe has, that by Dover Lach, the Be'en and the tam is hainu haf, and if the so any be'en that's still here, that means that the tam didn't get into the piece of meat. So right, that chiluk that we saw. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Well, he discusses Cham B'tal Cham, Pirishon, page 11, the Ramah, third line, and Ukhram Munach, the Klisheni, so then it's a Klisheni. Klisheni ain't also Klaut, the Klisheni ain't also. You see, the Ramah is into that, right? The Klisheni is ain't also. You know, the Ramah is. That's what our body's into, that there's no bliss in Klisheni. But then he writes, what we did, 13, 1 second. Yes, this we did already. Okay. I mean, the Truma's edition is brought down also, but is it here in this packet? Okay. I think the Ramah brings it down in a certain place. But because it is, yeah. Now the Shach quoted the Hagos Sharidura, who argued with it, as he says, Naflim Avliya Ke'echad, even by Iroi, and that's over here, page 15. So he writes Beferish, the Hagos Sharidura, that's the Shach quotes this Hagos Sharidura against the Ramah, that the only time it'll be mutter to clean kalim together, milk a conflation is if it's in a klisheni. But if it's in a Kli Rishon, or even a Iroi Kli Rishon, is also. That's here on page 15, where he writes, Kli Sheni is Mutter, Rak Shalom Shavchum in a Kli Rishon, and Iroi Kli Rishon is still also. Zem Mikrinam Kli Rishon. So therefore he says, always make sure you get into a Kli Sheni first.
The same issue would be a problem.
Yeah, right. And right. So I told you. So the Ramah is big on being matter Iroi Kli Rishon for Kalim, but the Shach didn't like it. And the source of the Shach is this Sharidura here, Hagos Sharidura on page 15. And if you want to see the Toras Chatas. He writes, So he quotes the Shari Dura. And then he says, but the Isav Heter, Omnam, the bottom line, Isav Heter Kasav Dafilim Ira Aleim Shari, Dein Ha'iroi Maflit Mikli Echad Wavliya Mikli Acher. Feeling Shneim Ulklochim Shari. The Kaigav, the Dafke, Mira, the Klishal Basa Muluchach, so Kolavo Ilka Nesar. So this is the Ramah. Taurus Chatas. Ramah. So he says that the Isav Heter is Mekel with Iroi from Kli to Kli. And that's the idea that you don't say Machlium Revukechem. Yeah, that's here on page 4, from the third column, first word, third, sixth line, in the middle of the sixth line, third column, page 4. In Ira Tavshil Shal Issa Bekara, or Idea Ka'oros, or the Ira B'mayim Hasun, Nesar Hakol, the Mavliya Mika, Gide Kifa. In Haitam Yeshiva Gon, Shakara Sirchu, Nishapam, Marim, Mem Cham, in Haitam Tzvicha Klifa. And the Dalki Ira Shein Koch, the Russian Postic Lagamri, across the Rosh Tavari, Iri Wa Mahani Bagola. So if the mayim itself is already osur, then it's only din to be mavliya. But it has to be mafliya to mavliya, then not. Said Rabbi Weider said, if we're going to work with that, then we could. That's on the cable of today.
Right. This is the cable. It's on the books.
Yeah. But the Isav Heter that says this real rarely is on page 18. Mitam dalei hula dera fil hutchu kachal yidei iru kugoshimara roskei miyorach olevis afil ben yomo kli. Came the inim league of Angola, So that's his word. That's the Ramon's words from the Sefer Heter. I mean, Ramon the Torah's Chatas quotes that that's his.
That means even if the
Kivim
are not are in
nothing.
Both
Nothing and Plishit
are
in nothing.
Because of
Not or
Not.
Yeah. No, because of Not
or
Not.
What?
Not
only
because it can't be
Mafler
and
Mavliya. With nothing in nothing.
Well, not even though that's for not or not, that's something else.
By eating creation, you're going to have Yatsubadis, you're going to have a flutus of Basar and Kalv interacting, but past Yatsubadis.
Yeah, you have Yatsubadis, and still Mutter.
I don't understand that.
What don't you understand?
What? They're not
being mafia and mafia,
they're not to be both, right?
Right, so therefore can't be mafia, can't do both.
Why do they have to be both in this case?
In which case?
Right there.
Yeah, but the food is cold. The food is cold. Okay. So the food has to be warmed up by the hot water that goes on it.
Right.
And then it's maflet, it's tam. And then it's bolei into the kli.
The food can't be
the hot water does not have the ability to cause something cold to be maflit and then to mavliya into a kli.
I mean, the kli also has to be hot. The kli has to get the ability to be mavliya.
Right. You have to maflit from the food. But you see, if you had hot treif soup, so then it goes directly into the kli. It's mavliya. You don't have to be maflid anything. Maflid means that you have to cause, the hot water is causing, the hot water is kosher, but it's causing now the treif meatball to be hot, because before it was cold in the sink, and now it becomes hot, and it's maflid its time, and then mavliya into the kli. So the Ramah says that it can't do that. So therefore it's not going to, so even if you take a pot of hot water and you pour it in, that's the worst it is, an Iri Kli Rishon, but Iri Kli Rishon cannot be maflut mavli into a kli. So basically almost nothing can ever happen problematic in the sink according to that. Only if you mamish take hot soup and you pour it onto a milchik kli direct, then you'll have a problem. But how often do you do that?
Only if the kli obviously is a ben yomo.
No. Yeah.
Not so. Onto a milk of kli.
No. Even if the milk of kli is not ben yomo, you still have to kasher because you have tam of meat and tam of milk in a kli. As a big yisod, you have to kasher. Even if it's in a ben yom. So, but that's not what you said. He said.
Okay, you're right.
Right.
How do we possibly regarding the Hebrew and Rabbi, the Kalsas, or his
benefit? I think we never normally assume that it's just Kedei Klipa.
In the case of pouring the hot meat onto the basari, like hot, is it only you have to kasha because it's plus of a color issue, or you can push trade onto a regular product between the kasha? The scenario that the Rebbe just gave was place a soup onto a dairy pan, right? And you're doing it from the basari into the halabi. So is that only an issue they have to kasher the halabi pot because it's plus of a color?
Yes.
So if it's trade, would not need to kasher it.
If it's what?
If you're doing gyur from a trade pot into a regular pot, you also need to kasher it.
Yeah, it's trade, so it's trade. It's trade.
It's
grape juice.
So then, I guess the question would be, then, let's say you would accidentally cook with that pot. So if it's basar b'chal, then the food would be asr, even though it's clay klipa, or would you say because it's clay klipa, the food would be mutter?
If you do what?
Let's say you eat away from the meat pot, the soup pot, into the dairy pot.
Treif soup, and you mar it into a dairy, and you open your own pot.
Yeah. So what would be the din in that case? Let's say you accidentally cooked with that pot. Is it
Ben Yomo?
Let's say it's not Ben Yomo.
It's not Ben Yomo from this quarry.
Yes.
And the food is mutter.
Even if it's
possible to follow. But even though, I want you to understand this yourself, that whenever you have a milchik or fleishik pot, that's Eina Ben Yomo. But now the opposite thing falls in it and heats up in it. So even though you'll say it's not possible to because it's already no sin time of gum for the meat and the milk, you still have to kosher it. That's a big yisod.
That's even behasim.
What?
Even behasim yiruba, even yiruba.
Yeah, he has to kosher it.
Like it's Arab Shabbos and some.
Arab Shabbos, Arab Yontif. Yom Kippur.
I thought I said
Arish Tishabov, or whatever it is.
I thought I said Pasuk B'chol, it's still Usher, even if it's Eina Ben Yomo. The food is still Usher. Let's say you have an Eina Ben Yomo dairy pot and you cook, let's say, meat inside of it, you still say the meat's Usher because it's Pasuk B'chol. Even though the town is Pogum, it's Pasuk B'chol.
So you have to cash in the pot.
I think, but we also said the food would be Usher.
So the food is. I mean, maybe a little when we were discussing the. Even the place has to be molded to this.
If it's Pogum Meikora, though, unlike Tchilas B'Yosu Shabbat,
that's the halacha.
What?
What I just said.
So aren't we machalic if it's Pogum Meikora?
If it's no time of gam, it's mutter. Food is mutter. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has this long tshuva, Yerodei Chel Gav Simon Ben Beis, that goes on for a long time. But he has, you know, but the idea that he. He's also make own things. And he discusses think of Hashem Ben Michal of Russia in the Nesser Dimakiloch, Halach al Haben. Okay, he discusses Nischal and this, but in his piece here, he discusses, you know, different Sdadim, Lugabe Nischal on the Kira, and he discusses the Ramah and the Shach. But he points out in the tshuva that the maflin and mavliya is the idea of whether an Iroi could do two pu'ulos or not. Maybe an Iroi could only do one pu'ula. It's part of this longer tshuva. He has all the different things, but the bottom line, you see, is that the Ramah makes things very, very good. And you know, a lot of people say, you know, my sink is treif. How do you know your sink is treif? Because you put everything in it. So your sink is treif. But according to Ramah, it's probably not treif. Because the sink also is hard. So unless you mamish poured this hot, you know, soup in the thing. And anyway, if you hold up, everybody's cool of glazed. A lot of sinks today are. I mean, actually, my sink is just the sinks in the Heights are metal. They're not
stainless steel.
Right, they're not like the sinks, the nice sinks that they make today. You know, we have the stainless steel sinks. So those are all over there. But still, usually most cases you're going to have are not trafe soup and not this, and so it's only going to be trafe. So to be trafe, it'll have to have been mafled with liyak echad. Right? In other words, you had milchik and then inflation, say, even within 24 hours. But anyway, there's soap, and maybe it's not mafled with liyak echad into the sink. So you don't like the Ramah, life is much easier than if you hold like the Shach. So everybody holds like the Ramah, so you hold like the Ramah. And the Ramah has its sources in the Yisuf Heter, and the Shach has the sources in the Shari Dura. So the earlier, you know, they both have earlier sources. So, okay. So, but the Ramah's thing makes things, you know, much easier to work with.
What's considered Nesach in that respect? Like we had a case before it went down. So that's considered Nesach.
Right.
So Nesach
means Nesach. Yeah. Maybe it's in the next packet I put, I think.
Yeah.
We have a packet 30. What's in packet? What's packet 30?
I think 30 is.
Okay. So, I don't know where maybe something. Yeah. Yeah, but Nipsak usually means that it's stopped. Here it was a Nifsak.
The long Nifsak because of the force of the Iri, right?
This one wasn't, because of the mice, it was a Nifsak. We are Eshe Nishmach in Menemashke. Right. Yeah, what's wrong here? Maybe. Let's get anything here. Because these things are quoted in.
According to Shach, it is not from the Kappa, but it has to define this as being.
Right. Okay, we'll see. Say that. Okay, we'll see more. Nifsach means that it's not one stream. That one stream.
If your sink has like even like shower setting that has like many drops at once, not a stream.
It's not one stream. That's Nifsak. So then that wouldn't have the din of Ira Kli Rishon. It's a Nifsak from the Kli Rishon. But.
Hadashin says that, let's say, for example, boiling milk before to the counter, at worst, it can only be.
That's what he means. Iri Kli Rishon. It means Iri. Yeah, he doesn't mean it's Kli Rishon Mamash. It means it's Iri Kli Rishon. But you could say that Iru is only in the air. Once it hits the surface, not Iru. So he says, you're right. But the fact that it's one stream doesn't let the coolness of the surface, of the counter cool it off because it's still connected to the original pot. Okay, I've come. Okay, Rabozesh, we have basically three more. I mean, so we'll see. I mean, we only have 2 days to do three. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Or split the third docket this year.
start one of the bowls.
One share longer.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, one of them is Maliach HaRaseach, is not as, right? 31, I think, is Maliach HaRaseach. The one that's very no gay is about Zaya.
That's the last one. 31, Maliach HaRaseach, it's a double.
It's a double. Okay. Okay, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do. But I definitely want to do the Zaya before that. Yeah. Like you can't stop before Zaya.
So. Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to have a shiur tomorrow. Sure. We'll do that tomorrow. Maybe we should do that. Have a shiur tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. As long as if you can't be here, listen. This is important. Rosh Chodesh. You know, I used to be in Rabbi Bleich's chulin shiur. So chulin shiur didn't always have the best attendance, and he would come to the shiur, and there wouldn't be so many people, and then he would always make the same comment. It's not Rosh Chodesh today. Yeah, not Rosh Chodesh today. And then he had a sheet of how many people had to be there for him to give the shiur. So he usually made it, but sometimes. But it was a very good shiur. Not everyone took advantage. But excellent. Rabbi Bleich is a big goal. So you have to take advantage of all the opportunities you have. Okay, Seder. So we have Shiur tomorrow. So we'll call it for 9:30-ish. Okay. So, you know, you're down.
Which side is it?